Welcome. Today, we're discussing Google's AI search overhaul and its race against ChatGPT to shake the future of the web. This is huge. It's a fascinating Bloomberg Businessweek piece that really digs deep. I'm hooked already. So what's the central tension here? It sounds like a classic innovator's dilemma situation, right?
Exactly. Google, the reigning king of search, initially resisted changing its winning formula, the familiar list of links. They even rejected a chatbot proposal back in 2021. Can you believe it? They were worried about accuracy and, get this, disrupting their ad revenue model.
Wow, talk about a missed opportunity. But why the change of heart? What prompted this sudden embrace of AI?
ChatGPT, OpenAI's chatbot, came along and basically did what Google had considered and discarded. It provided a clean, ad-free interface, directly answering user queries. And ironically, it leveraged technology based on Google's own research, the Transformer model from 2017.
Ouch, that's gotta sting. So how is Google responding to this challenge?
Enter Elizabeth Reed. She took over the search team in 2024. And has been pushing for major changes, most notably AI overviews and the experimental AI mode, a dedicated chat-based search tab. But it's not a complete overhaul. She calls it a constant evolution. I see. Interesting.
A constant evolution, huh? Sounds like they're still trying to figure things out. Are there any downsides to this evolution?
Definitely. Independent web publishers are seeing their traffic plummet. AI Overviews presents information directly on the search results page, reducing the need for users to click through to external websites. Chegg even sued Google, claiming they're cribbing their content.
That's a serious accusation. So Google is essentially disrupting the very ecosystem it helped create?
Pretty much. It's a tricky balancing act. Users love quick answers, but websites need traffic to survive. And then there's the issue of accuracy. AI Overviews has, made some factual errors, like claiming Barack Obama is a Muslim or recommending eating rocks for health. Seriously?
Yikes! So they traded one set of problems for another? How is Google addressing these accuracy concerns?
They're calling it experimental and using public testing to improve the AI. But some argue they've lowered their standards to compete. Google, however, insists the issues are mainly due to people asking bizarre questions that they wouldn't normally Google. Like, how many rocks should I eat? Got it.
Right. But what about the publishers? How are they reacting to this shift?
They're understandably worried. Google held a Web Creator Conversation event in October 2025, where they asked creators for advice on identifying human-generated content. But they also encouraged them to use AI tools for content creation. Talk about mixed signals.
That does sound confusing. What was the takeaway from that event?
Well, some publishers felt Google was essentially telling them to get used to less traffic because search has fundamentally changed. It's a tough pill to swallow.
So it seems like Google is at a crossroads. They're trying to innovate, but they risk alienating both users and publishers. What do you think the future holds?
It's a fascinating question. This AI revolution is reshaping the web as we know it. Google's future, and perhaps the internet's, hangs in the balance. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.